Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you want to build up your confidence in selling, sales, or selling yourself, even if you don't work in sales? Well, today I'm going to talk about some confidence lessons I've learned in sales that you can apply all across your life. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, before we dive in, just wanted to mention this again, that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest podcast episodes, never miss any, and get a free weekly confidence tip, all you got to do is click in the show notes below to subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. So I've been in sales for a couple of years now, and at times it's hard work. Other times it's very joyful and you get to meet a lot of great people. Sometimes you've got a lot of no-shows and it's a real challenge, right? And I'd been in kind of a mindset of like, oh, I struggle. This is really, really hard, right? And I've learned quite a lot around you've got to have a real strong, thick skin, right? You can develop that as well. You've got to have a lot of courage and a lot of consistency. And I don't mean like annoying someone. I mean consistency in that you might get knocked back by someone and realize you're learning and it's a whole process to go through. And the thing is, like, there's a lot of negative beliefs around selling. And I think that held me back at first, because there are, unfortunately, people out there who just want money and they're not necessarily got people's best intentions at heart. Now, that's why I see it as my duty to help people who want to be helped and not let them get into their heads all fearful, or then go into someone else who's not going to serve them very well, who's only going to take their money, but they're very good at selling, right? So I've learned a lot from confidence in selling, and I believe we are always selling ourselves. Whether we're like selling a product or service, or like we're in sales, we're in a business, whatever, we're always selling some part of us, right? So therefore, I've learned it's a vital skill. So that's why I wanted to make an episode today. I want to ask you this. If you're someone who's like, right, selling's not important to me, well, how's that going to serve you for life? Now, I don't mean you've got to go and get a career in sales, of course not. Yet if you're like, oh, it's not important for me to sell like my product, my business, whatever, or build up those skills, right? Well, that's not going to, you're going to struggle financially. If you're not able to sell yourself as a person, you're not going to do very well in the job market or in like relationships with people, not just like the partner one, but like in general across all of it. Obviously, you're not trying to sell yourself like, please, please, please pick me, that kind of thing. We're talking about being able to believe in yourself enough and then sell yourself to yourself, right? So here are 5 points I really want to share with you in order to sell yourself, or if you are in sales, these apply as well, or in business as well, of course. Right, the first one, know your value. Really, really know your value. Not just be like, oh, I'm a great human being. Pick your top 5 to 10 things and really embed them. Feel them, see them. Keep rehearsing them again and again. Why are you so great? Are you courageous? Do you always deliver? Know your own value and really feel it. The second one, think about someone else. This is something that really, I remember Tony Robbins talking about this, and it really made a big shift in my thinking. When you're thinking about like, oh, I don't want to sell to them, I don't want to give them a price, or maybe you're like, oh, I don't want to promote myself as a good person, like whether it's a podcast or even if you're selling free stuff, right? Then you're thinking too much about you. I've just been honest, this is what I found. It's like, what if they think I'm a bad person or whatever, right? You're not thinking about the other person and how they could really benefit and how you may be able to shape their life. Right. So think about someone else, and that's really going to build your confidence. For me, when I go into these calls, it's like, oh, I don't want to say that. Like, it used to be like, I don't want to say this to upset them. I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't want them to think I'm just a cheesy salesperson or whatever. What I learned was that actually I'm doing them a disservice if I'm not fully present and really understanding them. So that made a big difference for me as well. The third one. Think about the fear of how bad it could be for you and the other person, right? So if you keep like holding yourself back and like from selling yourself or a product or a service, like what's the worst that could happen from that if you keep holding yourself back? Well, you could be broke, You could not be doing what you love. If you're trying to sell yourself, maybe you're stuck in the same job you don't want to do. Maybe you're stuck in a miserable relationship or miserable relationships with people. And imagine like feeling that. Now I'm saying this so you can take some action, because when you feel how bad that is, you want to move away from it, right? So fear how bad it could be if you don't start learning to sell yourself. The fourth one, the pleasure, if you are able to start selling and sell yourself, really think about that. Because if you think about that dream and where you want to go, so we talked about the pain in the last point, but if you've got that absolute dream, look at where you want to go and how you want to move forward. And that can really benefit you to moving forward. And then the fifth point, wrapping it all together, is just feeling it daily. Feel that confidence in like helping someone, doing that amazing stuff. Think about someone else, knowing your value, feeling all of those things every single day, rehearsing it again and again and again. Now, I've got an extra point for you as well. Just before I get onto that, I wanted to mention that if you want to keep up to date with all the latest podcast episodes, you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter for absolutely free by clicking the link in the show notes below. Okay, my bonus point for you today is if you really want to sell yourself or you want to sell something, write 50 reasons or beliefs you're absolutely amazing and read it to yourself daily. Read it to yourself absolutely like every single day and really feel and embed it. Keep it in your system and keep revisiting it again and again, because at the end of the day, life is really, really short. And therefore, if you don't feel like you can really sell yourself and you or selling something or sell yourself, then like we can talk about strategies. You know, I'm not going to go into sales strategies or things like that, but ultimately and not just selling something, but selling yourself, you've got to really feel how amazing you are. So write out 50 reasons why you're amazing and read it every single day again and again. So that's my bonus point. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You improve other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.